Think about the last time you saw a skateboarder. Maybe it was a lone person on the street where you live riding late at night. Maybe it was a group downtown practicing tricks on curbs and benches. Did you happen to notice the skateboards themselves? A new exhibit at the Art Museum of Rochester brings the art of skateboarding up off of the streets. During the installation of Hoarders of Cool, Friends of the Rock City Skate Park president Alan Prezzuti showed off walls of skateboards. Skateboards that are varied and colorful, and in some cases, used.
Some of the older stuff, because it's harder to get your hands on. So, you'd find some older guys who aren't interested in skateboarding anymore, so they might have some things in their garage, or, you know, you're finding them on eBay and whatnot. There's a lot of brand new, untouched things up here also, a lot of autographed stuff. You know, as you get older, you start to appreciate and you hold on to things. You know, as when you're young and you're a teenager, you're going to ride whatever you can get your hands on because you can't afford to have brand new skateboards just laying around your house because you're kind of dependent on your part-time job or your parents' money. But as you get older, you start getting a job, you start having disposable income, nostalgia starts to kick in, and you're like, oh, that's on eBay. That used to have that board. I'm going to buy it for $300.
Does it seem like an exhibit of this kind is going to appeal largely to skateboarding insiders? Sure. But Prezzuti says there's plenty for the open-minded visitor to appreciate.
For the most part, an event like this is pretty specific, the audience it's targeting. But a lot of people come in and they can appreciate the artwork. You know, a lot of that has to do with it. You know, some of these boards, like I said, they're limited, they're hand-screened, they're done by famous artists in the skateboard industry. So just come in and appreciate the diversity of what you can see and the art and what's more, you know, there's more involved than just some rotten teenager on the curb, which you think is causing a problem. You know what I mean?
And that's part of the purpose of Hoarders of Cool. It's an opportunity to raise awareness of skateboard culture and about the Rock City Skate Park project, and perhaps to educate as well. The exhibit features skateboards and memorabilia spanning 30 years, drawn from private collections.
Very limited edition skateboards, some rare things you just can't get your hands on. Some things are a little bit more popular, but we have a wide range to appease people of all ages, going all the way back to skateboards with steel wheels, skateboards with clay wheels, you know, so you're hitting the 50s era. You know, we get into the 60s, we got a couple more plastic boards and things throughout the store. Some 70s, 60s, 70s type era things. And then we quickly get into the 80s with the larger boards. So rare boards like Christian Assoy Hammerhead. He's one of the biggest, most legendary 80s types guys. There's rare Tony Hawk stuff in here.
With skateboarding coming to the Olympics in 2020, it's about to get a lot more attention, which happens from time to time. That means businesses looking for opportunities in a culture that prizes a DIY ethic.
Skateboarding's more popular than it's ever been. A lot of corporate influence, but there's also a major movement of the underground trying to, it's complicated, but kind of fight back against some of that. It's a long story of corporations getting involved, growing things, using the industry for better or for worse, depending on your viewpoint, and then disappearing when they realize they can't make as money as they want and they can't fit it into the box that they want.
The organizers have worked professionally in and around skate shops and some of the companies that supply them, but it remains personal for them as well.
This graphic is an artwork by an artist named Todd Bratrude, and this is a Giving Tree graphic. So this one means a little bit to me because this is one of my mother's favorite children's books. She worked with children extensively, and she read this to me quite a bit growing up, so it meant a lot to her. So I bought her this board, because it's the Giving Tree graphic, and she had this up in her office for quite a while.
Hoarders of Cool comes to the Art Museum of Rochester on Monroe Avenue, Saturday from 6 to 10 p.m., with hours Sunday from 1 to 4.